from Panther Stadium on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther. We welcome you to week three of the college football season. As today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers, with a record of 1-1, will host the Huskies from Michigan Tech, who are also at 1-1. Hi again, everybody. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Brent Ford will keep us updated on what's going on around the GLIAC this afternoon back at our studios. Ohio Dominican coming off a 49-37 victory last week against the Findlay Oilers, able to pick up the first head coaching victory for Kelly Cummings. For Michigan Tech, they are coming off a last-second loss to Ferris State by a final score of 30-28, in which Wyatt Ford, who kicked two late field goals, hit the game winner to defeat Michigan Tech last week by a score of 30-28. Both teams trying to get their second wins of the season and really stay alive in what should be a tight GLIAC race throughout the season. The head coaches today, Tom Curley for the Michigan Tech Huskies, a 79 graduate of Winona State, is 66-39 in his 11th year as head coach of Michigan Tech. He was the 2010 GLIAC Coach of the Year. Kelly Cummings, a 93 graduate from Eastern Kentucky, in his first season here as head coach of Ohio Dominican, and he's got an overall record now of 1-1. Captains have made their way to midfield, and eventually we may end up hearing from our head referee. We'll see how the technology is here in week one of the season. The Huskies come in with an all-white look today with black numerals and lettering trimmed in yellow, striping down the side with black headgear and a new updated Michigan Tech logo on the side of the helmet. Ohio Dominican today in the home black uniforms. They've got the yellow numerals trimmed in white. Marquise Tyus and Paul Wesselhoff are the two captains today out there for Ohio Dominican. In fact, it's probably Andrew Lorenz on the offensive side as a captain for ODU. And today, a little bit of a change-up on our celebrating our veterans and patriots here today at ODU. The left side of the headgear has got a red, white, and blue D-paw. The regular D-paw is on the other side. It appears Michigan Tech is going to get the football first today, so let's meet the defense for Ohio Dominican under the direction of head coach Kelly Cummings. Here's your starting defense for today.
T.J. Small, defensive end, East Cleveland, Ohio.
Paul Wesselhoff, defensive line, Logan, Ohio.
Demetrius Farmer, defensive tackle, Dover, Ohio.
Brian Hunter, defensive end, Maple Heights, Ohio.
Ross Thompson, linebacker, Dolphins, Ohio.
Cameron Cole, linebacker, Hilliard Darby High School.
Trey McIntyre, linebacker, North Lewisburg, Ohio.
Marquise Tyus, defensive back, Lakewood, Ohio.
O'Shea Jackson, free safety, Warren G. Harding High School.
Gus Demerling, Perrysburg High School.
Billy Akins, cornerback, Pickerington, Ohio.
And the Ohio Dominican Panthers, as you're about to hear the roar from the fans, are making their way onto the field here at Panther Stadium for the first time in 2016. And boy, are they happy to be at home here today. As of right now, we've got dry conditions. There was rain this morning in Central Ohio. It is very windy right now, and we do expect to see some rain, heavy rain possibly at times before it is all said and done here today. And Matt, after opening weeks at Ferris State and last week at Findlay and two night games, it's great to see sunshine and Sunbury Road on the other side of the visitor stand.
Sunshine for the time being. Yeah. We were just looking at the radar before we joined the broadcast, and there is a line of weather coming this way. They're expecting it maybe about 2:30 or 2:45, but who knows with this humid weather, anything can pop up. But it is great to be home. Two straight weeks to open the season on the road, both good road trips with the exception of the loss at Ferris State. Findlay was a nice way to bounce back last week. It turned into a shootout. I don't think either one of us expected that, but we're ready to get things going here at home against Michigan Tech and hopefully improve the 2-1.
Eric Kostrove and James Henderson are back deep to receive the kickoff that'll come from Justin Boncheck, and he'll be kicking from our right with a pretty good wind behind him, so he should get a pretty good leg into this kick. Thanks for being with us here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and online watching the video or tuning in as well, as we are ready to go. Panthers and Huskies for the first time since 2011, and Boncheck's end-over-end kick will be taken by Henderson inside the 5. Out over the 15 and 20, hit hard at the 25-yard line and down right there. So we'll see the offense for Michigan Tech come out onto the field led by their captain, Brandon Cowie, out of West Bend, Wisconsin, on the season, completing 71% of his 55 passes for 528 yards, 3 touchdowns on the season. He'll run just a little bit, so don't be surprised in some of the short yardage situations we see him take off and run. They'll open up in the running back position with John Williams, a junior, only 80 yards rushing on the season. This Michigan Tech rushing attack averaging just over 2 yards per carry. On first down and 10 from the 25-yard line, it is Williams running to the right, found a little bit of a seam, and he's over the 30, out near the 31-yard line. At the receiver's position, David Walter, a senior, he is a captain. He's got 12 catches for 185 yards on the season. Ian Fisher, he's a junior wide receiver, and we'll also see him out there. We'll try and give you the offensive line, and that's a big one coming up after this second down and 4 play. They'll have Walter lined up to the left. They've got a big Ian Winkie out there at tight end. He'll move in motion to the left side, and they'll throw it out there, and Winkie's got the catch at the 30. He lumbers forward over the 35 and out to the 39-yard line. 6'5", 260. That's like a guard, and he's out there rumbling with the football for a first down. Their offensive line, Joe Biu, he is 6'3", 300, and a senior. There's center Seth McCallum, 6'2", 275. Sophomore Matt Mateer, 6'2", 275, senior are the guards. Jeremy Bell, 6'3", 270, sophomore at left tackle. Luke Schultz, 6'4", 270, junior right tackle. First and 10 from their own 39. And a pitch out here to the near side, caught by Fisher. Tapped down immediately out near the 42-yard line by Dwayne Gordon, Jr. Pickup of 6 or 7. And, boy, we saw him. That pass right there, what the wind can do with it.
Yeah. And I think if that wind hadn't gotten in the way there and Fisher was able to keep his footing, that might have gone for 6. They started out the game with the running play and then just 3 straight pass plays. I don't expect them to run the ball too much today, averaging just 80 yards per game.
Second down at about 3 yards to go after a nice pickup on first down. They will hand it off. Williams up the middle. Boy, lowered his head and almost like a blocking sled. He just pushed back one of the Panther defenders. That's going to be a pickup of 4 or 5 and another first down for Michigan Tech. They're averaging 372 yards per contest, 282 through the air and 80 on the ground, and in the first 2 weeks averaging 30.5 points per game. First and 10, Michigan Tech into Ohio Dominican territory at the 49-yard line. Ian Fisher and David Falish are wide receivers near side. Walter to the left. They've got a blocking back in there on first down and 10. Williams on a delay to the left. Hit right at the line of scrimmage and down there. First good defensive play made by the Panthers. It looked like Marquise Tyus, senior out of Lakewood, Ohio, stepped up and made the stop. Defensively, the Panthers are giving up 495 yards of offense per game. 212 on the ground, 283 through the air. They're giving up almost 5 yards per carry. So you want to see that run defense tighten up a little bit here for Ohio Dominican. They do have a 6 takeaways, but 5 came last week, and they are dead even in the plus-minus right now. No gain on first down for John Williams. Second and 10 from the ODU 49 on the initial possession of the game. And Cowie on play action pass. Going to zing one over the middle. That'll be caught by Walter and tackled at the 30-yard line by Billy Akins. That'll be a gain of 19. And, boy, what a big guy Brandon Cowie is, and he can just rifle the ball right through that wind.
Walter seems just as big out there. Kind of looks like a tight end. You already mentioned 6'2", 215 senior, and that play was drawn up perfectly. He just a little post route up through the seam, and they were able to connect for a big first down in the 19-yard gain.
So the football will be at the 30-yard line here for Michigan Tech. They're scoring by quarter. They've scored 2 first-quarter touchdowns so far on the year. First down at the ODU 30. Strong side to the left here with the blocking back Sherbanow in there, and it's Williams following Sherbanow up into the hole, and the Panthers this time did a great job of stuffing it up front. Demetrius Farmer, who's played very well. You don't see a lot of defensive tackles averaging almost 8 tackles per game, and he made his first of the day right there.
Yeah, that was big for Demetrius, plug in the middle like that. That was a big question mark coming into this season, is how our defensive line was going to be. We had some veterans on the line up front. I know around the edges were a little bit more of a concern, but if we can lock it down in the trenches early and establish that, we should be in good shape.
Coming in motion near side, David Walter. 2 receivers left. Now one to the right. Cowie to throw on second down. They set up a screen. Williams to catch at the 30, ahead to the 25, and down to the ODU 21-yard line. He is short of the first down. Only the 3rd reception of the year out of the backfield for junior running back John Williams, but a nice play, Matt, that'll give him 3rd down and short.
Marquise Tyus stepping up in there again. Of course, game day captain. coming in from the secondary to stop that little screen. That was perfectly executed by Michigan Tech.
4.5 minutes off the clock on this drive for Michigan Tech that has third down and a short two. They have to get across the 20. Sherman now moves in motion to the left. Speed option left. Pitch out to Williams. Moves forward. First down. Broke one tackle and then dropped it to 13. And that's going to be a first down. Panthers missed him right at the first down marker, so he got a couple of extra yards. And a very impressive opening drive here for Michigan Tech. They'll have it first down and 10 at the ODU 13-yard line. Panthers defensively, when teams have gotten into the red zone, have allowed 9 out of 9 scores, but they've held the opponent to 3 field goals. Let's see if they can at least slow down this Tech offense to have a 3-point try here. 2 receivers right for Brandon Cowie out of the pistol formation. They'll run Cowie student body right ahead to the 10 and dropped by Brian Hunter at the 7-yard line. Sophomore from Mayfield making his 13th appearance in an ODU uniform will make the tackle, but there's the where we'll see Cowie used, Matt, in that run game. He's so big down in the red zone around the goal line where we'll see him look to run the football.
Yeah, only averaging about a half a yard per game. Of course, had some huge losses last week against Ferris State, so that kind of gives you an idea where things stand with him. But has carried the ball 25 times this season, and he's so big standing in there at 6'3", 220, that he'll be able to drop a shoulder and muscle his way down here through in the end zone.
Second down at 4. They run Williams to the right. Cuts up at the 7 to the 5. Stayed on his feet. Leaned forward. I think he's in, and he is. Well, no, wait a minute. The headlinesman's coming in saying he stepped out of bounds. The official at the goal line may say that he had the ball reached across the goal line, but it looks like he's going to be ruled down. So they're going to spot the football at the 2. So Williams got his foot out of bounds. However, I think it's going to be a first down. They could get a first down at the 3, so it's going to be first and goal to go now for Michigan Tech. Good job by the officiating crew to get on that very quickly and make a decision and spot the ball at the 2-yard line. So first and goal now for Michigan Tech, all the way down to 8:50. You wanted to know why they lead the conference in time of possession? This is why. They hand it to Sherbanow, the big fullback. That's what he does best, and he's in for a touchdown. Alex Sherbanow, a 2-yard touchdown run, his second of the season, the 10th of his career on only 30 rushing attempts, and it's 6-0 Michigan Tech. Point after coming up, Josh King, a junior, will make the try here.
Heavy dose of John Williams on that drive, and then Sherba comes in for the cleanup duty.
Jake Brown does the holding. Point after is up, and it knuckleballs its way through. Timeout on the field, 8:41 to play first quarter. Michigan Tech strikes first on their opening possession. They lead 7-0 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.com. EDU.
Back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20 Studios, Brent Ford, a score update for you. I should say no score yet, as Saginaw Valley still getting started against Walsh, but it is Michigan Tech striking first against Ohio Dominican, 7-0. Let's go back to Matt Natale and Todd Bell.
All right, Brent, thank you, as Michigan Tech has the ball teed up to our left. And they'll be all set to kick it away. Panthers with Asaias Chapman and David Turner back to receive into the wind. And it kind of spirals and bounces at the 10. David Turner will catch it over his head at the 6. Straight up the middle of the field, out over the 20, near the 25. And that's where Ohio Dominican's offense, led by offensive coordinator Zach Bruni, will come out onto the field. Let's meet him.
Zach Williams, O-line, Hilliard, Ohio.
Cole Tamaris, offensive line, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Andrew Lorenz, offensive line, Columbus, Ohio.
Tyler Edwards-Fick, offensive line, Desmond, Ohio.
Robert Vargo, offensive tackle, Martinsville High School.
Aaron Stevens, tight end, Ironton Fighting Tigers.
Dartavia Stanford, wide receiver, Zanesville, Ohio.
Matt Petrella, wide receiver, Steubenville, Big Red.
Corey Contini, receiver, Dover, Ohio.
Sayers Chapman, running back, Harris County.
Georgia.
Grant Russell, quarterback, Newark High School.
And on first down and 10, Grant Russell will pitch it out to the right. That'll be caught by Dar Stanford out near the 29-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 on first down, the official line of scrimmage. The 23 as Ohio Dominican has it for the first time this year. This offense averaging 316 yards per game, 212 through the air, 104 on the ground, and 24.5 points per game. Second down and 4 coming up for ODU, going right to left, and Justin Davis into the backfield gets the carry, 30, ahead to the 34, right at the first down marker. David Turner and Corey Contini out there at wide receiver supplying some blocks. Panthers will move the chains, 2 plays, first down for ODU.
Nice way to come out here on offense after that scoring drive by Michigan Tech, by the way, went 12 plays for 75 yards in 6 minutes and 19 seconds.
From the 34-yard line, first down and 10 Panthers, and Russell will take it and hands it off to Justin Davis, and he'll lower his head again, and he's out near the 37-yard line. So Justin Davis playing in his 14th game for Ohio Dominican, redshirt senior. Only had 27 yards so far on the season, does have a score that came last week against Finley. Gained 4 on first down, which is very acceptable. And it'll be second down and 6. And Russell again to Davis. Had a little seam off to the left, but just missed it. Got forward for just a yard. This big Michigan Tech defensive line. And Cody Goldsworthy will make his name known for the first time today. He's going to wreak havoc at that defensive end position. Just a sophomore. He's already got a couple of sacks and a couple of tackles for loss on the season. Third and 5 coming up for ODU. They'll go 4 wides this time with Dar Stanford and Matt Petrella lined up to the right. Corey Contini, and over here to the near side, David Turner. Matt Petrella, number change today, which is normal. Third and 6. They need the 44. Russell, he's going to take it himself right up into the hole. Got the first down as he lowered his head to the 45, to the 47. I'm not sure if it was a design draw or not. Either way, if Grant saw something that he liked, he took it, got the first down.
Yeah, nice field awareness there by Grant Russell. Of course, had a really nice run last week against Finley. He had a nice long 30-yard run to keep a drive alive and getting back into that again today.
First down and 10. Contini comes in motion. They fake it to him. Give it to Justin Davis. He's up into the hole. Still fighting for extra yards into Tech territory at the 48-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 for Justin Davis. And the big guys up front, Lorenz, Tamaris, Edwards Brick, Williams, and Vargo doing a nice job on this opening possession, giving the running game for ODU a little bit of a seam. And now we see E.J. Colson, redshirt freshman out of Middletown, sneak into the backfield. Had a rushing touchdown at his debut last week. And play action pass. Russell to throw. He's got man open over here on the side. It's Turner, and he's out of bounds. And, oh, boy, I think he missed Corey Contini.
Yeah.
Flashing wide open down the seam, and it'll be third down at about 5 coming up for ODU.
And Corey knew it, too, when he saw the ball released. He kind of clapped his hands and jumped up in the air. And Grant had the receiver over here on the near side. And didn't check down to Cantini, and the result was an incompletion.
So third down, ODU will need the Michigan Tech 43-yard line for a first. Empty backfield this time. 3 receivers right, 2 to the near side that include Justin Davis. ODU will need the 43. A couple of guys sneaking up for Michigan Tech. 3 on the play clock as Russell claps his hands, gets the snap from Lorenz. They rush 4. Grant gets hit as he throws. Petrella the catch over the middle. First down. Hit at the 40 to the Michigan Tech 37-yard line. Gain of 11. We saw Grant do this last week. Hang into the pocket and release it just at the last instant. First down, Panthers.
It really shows the maturity of Grant Russell and how he's progressed as a quarterback. They were showing blitz the whole way. They have 4 linebackers. They were bringing 3 of them. And Grant didn't even flinch. He had the presence in the pocket to stay in there and get rid of the ball for the first down.
First down from the 38-yard line. Russell quick pitch and catch to Dar Stanford on the far sideline. Tapped out of bounds at by Travis Tidwell after a gain of about 7. Now, Tidwell's an interesting story. He's a true freshman out of Detroit, Michigan. He's a true freshman on the corner. He had 2 picks last week, however, against Ferris State, so probably a really talented player that may have some inexperience. We'll keep an eye on that matchup over on the far side of the field today. Second down after a gain of 8. They flood 3 receivers over here to the near side. Justin Davis will sweep right. He's got running room to the 25 and out of bounds at the 24. Gain of 6. Zach Bruni's doing a great job. Offensive coordinator mixing up the plays right now.
Tidwell is actually coming in on a corner blitz on that, and Justin got a nice block out of the backfield for the positive yardage, and the Panthers are creeping close to that red zone.
First down and 10 at the 25. They'll officially spot the football. ODU trailing 7-0. Already down to 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Davis lines up to the left of Grant Russell. Coming in motion was E.J. Colson. Grant Russell will take it on his own read, and he's upended near the 21-yard line. Boy, that was a lot of action going on. Had me a little bit sidetracked, and Grant ends up keeping it for a gain of 4. But another 4 yards on first down. First down has been very consistent on this opening drive.
Anytime you can get second and medium range yardage or second and short, you're going to give your offense a lot of chances for some first downs and moving the ball down the field.
Jacob Mercier into the lineup for the first time for ODU. Lines up to the left. Aaron Stevens, H-back left. Two receivers right on second and 6. Russell takes it, swings it out to Justin Davis, 25, to the 20, cuts to the outside, stays on his feet moving forward, got the first down to the 14-yard line. Justin Davis gains 7. He does a lot of movement, and it seems like it takes him a while to get going, but once he gets going, he's in good shape. First down, Panthers.
And the key to that play was Corey Cantini with the block downfield. Justin, I think, was trying to figure out which way Cantini was going to block the defender. And once that was established, Justin was able to make a move and get the positive yardage.
Great drive by ODU. Now can they finish it? First and 10 at the Tech 14-yard line. And Russell keeps it on a play pass. He'll throw it out to Aaron Stevens just beyond his reach at the 10-yard line. A lot of heat was coming right at Grant Russell that time. Marvin Wright, a linebacker, came shooting through and almost untouched. And Grant had to get rid of that a lot sooner than he wanted. And it'll bring up second down and 10. Panthers in the red zone so far this year, 6 out of 7. All 6 have been touchdowns. Ball on the far side hash mark where there are 3 wide receivers, and Russell will give it off to Asaias Chapman, first carry of the day, sweeping left, and not a lot of running room. He'll work his way to the 13-yard line, maybe the 12, and now the Panthers are looking at really their first third and long here as Michigan Tech's defense is buttoned up a little bit.
Right, and Todd, and all those red zone scores happened last week against Finley. The Panthers didn't get into the red zone at all in the season opener, and if they're unable to get a first down here, they're within field goal range, and we could see Justin Bonchek's first attempt at a field goal this season.
3 receivers right, including freshman Matt Barber out of Martins Ferry. 2 to the left here for ODU on 3rd and 8 from the 12. Grant takes it. He's got time. It's over the middle, and it is caught. No! Cantini lost it at the last instant. Tidwell made a great play on the ball, I think, to knock it out of Cantini's hands, and the Panthers will have to settle for a field goal. Boy, you can't ask for much more of an opportunity. Grant had time to throw the football, and not able to exactly see what happened, but Corey just couldn't quite hang on when he hit the ground.
Had another receiver streaking across the middle from the far side. Got a little tangled up with the Michigan Tech defender. I think that might have been the first option, but Grant was able to thread it in there for Corey and unfortunately was unable to hold on to it.
Right in the middle of the field, Justin Bonchek for a 29-yard field goal try. It is on the way, and it is good. Timeout on the field. Both teams score on their opening possession. 2:39 to play first quarter. Michigan Tech 7, Ohio Dominican 3 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, Fastette speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Scoreboard look, Saginaw Valley. Still scoreless with Walsh with 9:44 to go in the first quarter, and Ohio Dominican gets on the board against Michigan Tech 7-3. So let's continue that play-by-play coverage with Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
And the Panthers with an impressive opening drive to at least get points on the board, matching Tech score to start the game.
16 plays, 64 yards, chewed up 5:56 off the clock, and it was all capped off by Justin Bonchek's first field goal of the season, 29 yards. To cut Michigan Tech's lead 7-3, and here we are with 2:39 left in a very quick first quarter.
And it'll again be James Henderson, this time from the 1 on the near side of the field. For Tech, he's hit at the 15 and works his way out near the 20-yard line. Some extracurriculars over here between a Panther and a Husky. They coexisted all together in the wilderness, Panthers and Huskies.
You're asking the wrong person. I'll take my money on a Panther, though.
All righty. 2:32 to play here in the first quarter, and it'll be Michigan Tech out here for the second time. Quarterback Brandon Cowley hit 4 of 4 on that opening possession for 41 yards, and John Williams had 6 carries for 27. Sherbinow finished it with a touchdown run on Michigan Tech's first possession. Very windy day here at Panther Stadium with impending weather on the way. And Tech will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And on first down, it's Williams sweeping to the right, cuts back left, hit at the 20, and downed it around the 24-yard line. And it looked like maybe Trey McIntyre was in there on the stop. He is fourth in the GLIAC in tackles, tied for first with 2 interceptions on the season. McIntyre has really made a name for himself here in the early going for ODU. Flying around wearing that number 3 jersey this year and playing in that star position that the likes of Cody Culberson and Austin Osborne in recent past have made very popular to play. After a gain of 4, second down and 6 for Michigan Tech, Cowie takes it, flips it out to the left. There's the tight end again. They've got him tackled after a shorter gain this time. That is McIntyre up there to make the stop on the catch by Winky. Gain of 3 more. It'll be third down and about 3, maybe a little more than that here for the Huskies.
What a size mismatch there for Trey. 6'1", 90 on Winky, who is 6'5", 260. Was able to wrap him up and bring him down, though. Nice job by Trey McIntyre.
They will have 3 receivers here to the near side. Fisher, Fallish, and Kevin Kirkland is out there for the first time. Third down, 1 receiver to the left. They have to get to the 30. Speed option left. Pitch out to Williams. Hunter makes him turn back in. Coming over to support on the play was Anthony Small. Right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. It'll be fourth down and 3. And you would assume the punting unit out onto the field.
Yeah, that was a huge series for the defense considering that first drive went 14 plays. And lasted 6 minutes and 20 seconds. That defense needed a little bit of a breather, and they were able to step up here and force the Huskies to go 3 and out and force them into a punting situation.
Ryan Van Gotham back to punt, averages 38. Panthers get a little pressure. A wobbly kick will bounce near midfield, take a roll to the Husky sideline, and will go out of bounds in between the 38 and 39-yard line. 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ohio Dominican and Michigan Tech, and the Panthers are going offense for the second time, trailing 7-3. Good field position, and for the moment, will still have the wind behind them. I think the football hit one of the Michigan Tech cover guys. Well, maybe not. The official threw his beanbag forward up all the way to the 46-yard line, but they're going to spot it at the 39. So not exactly sure exactly what maybe that was. He was throwing where the ball had hit. I'm not sure. That was new. After a high school game I had last night, I really have to pause judgment on what's going on out there because I saw some interesting shenanigans last night. From the 39-yard line, first down and 10, Panthers trail 7-3 in the all-black look here today, going right to left. And on first down and 10, Grant Russell will take it, play fake, going to step up into the pocket, now throws to Justin Davis out here in the flat, ahead to the 40, runs over 2 Huskies, runs into another who drops him at the 46-yard line, gain of 7, and boy, Justin Davis certainly being involved and playing very well.
And again, another huge gain on first down, yeah, to put it in short situation on second down, and the Panthers are really putting themselves in favorable positions here on first down this afternoon in the first quarter.
And it appears the Panthers will try and snap one more here before the quarter expires. Second down, Russell will go to the air. They rush 4. Now Grant will roll out of the right side of the pocket. Throws, it's caught right at the first down marker, but now they'll say incomplete. The ball popped out of Justin Davis's hands when he hit the ground. Incomplete pass. When we come back, Ohio Dominican will have 3rd and 3. 1 quarter in the books here today at Panther Stadium. Michigan Tech 7. Ohio Dominican 3. Second quarter action coming up next on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buffalo Wild Wings in Gahanna has crafted your ultimate football fantasy for game day. They've got wings, the taps, the TVs, and they've got a tailgate-inspired menu with items like the barbecue bacon turkey burger. And since it's football season, here's 2 more reasons to stop by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays and Boneless Thursdays. Every week, they'll have discounts on their traditional and boneless wings. Football and wings. No better reasons than that. Football is here, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings at the corner of North and Cherry Bottom Road in Gahanna. Wings. Beer. Sports. Please drink responsibly.
Back here in studio, Brent Ford with you at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Scoreboard update for you in the GLIAC. Saginaw Valley strikes first, 7-0 over Walsh, 3:03 in the first quarter to play there. Ferris State and Northwood will kick off at 1 p.m. Let's go back to Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
All right, second 15 minutes of action ready to commence here at Panther Stadium. See here. Oh, they're going to hand me this. It'll make it much easier because I can never find what I want on that. Total offense after one quarter, 81 for Michigan Tech, 71 for ODU. Panthers, surprisingly, have actually run more plays than Michigan Tech. 17-15. Pretty balanced, pretty equal first quarter play. Now the Panthers will have it moving into a gusty wind here for the first time today, and they've got an important third and three to start the quarter.
Yeah, already converted on 2 of 3 third down situations in that first quarter on that first scoring drive, and of course, that whole drive went 16 plays, so good ball control in the first quarter by the Panthers.
They need the 49 for a first. Empty backfield, quarterback draw. Grant's going to get it. 50 to the Tech 46-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8, and that definitely was a design quarterback draw on that play. They had diamonded to 4 receivers here to the near side. Grant gave him a quick peek, took up off field, and got a first down.
Yeah, good play call by offensive coordinator Zach Bruni to kind of have a little bit of deception on the offense there and draw Michigan Tech's attention over to that bunch of receivers, and Grant was able to tuck it and run and get another first down for the Panthers offense.
6 already on the afternoon for ODU. First down and 10, Asaias Chapman in the backfield from the Michigan Tech 46 option. Uh-oh, Grant's in trouble, and he's dropped back at the 49-yard line. Kind of a delay on the speed option, if you will, and Cody Goldsworthy got in there to make another play in the Panthers' backfield out of Lanise, Michigan. And I'll tell you, he is going to wreak havoc on this conference for the next couple of years.
Yeah, for the Huskies, that's their 5th sack on the season, so they do get good pressure on the opposing quarterback.
Second down and 15 after a loss of 5. If the Panthers can get a chunk of it back here on second down, trailing 7-3. Out of a pistol formation this time, Grant Russell will take the snap. Play action to Chapman. Steps it down the center, looking for Stanford. There was contact, but apparently not enough. It'll be third down and 15 as Tidwell and Stanford were right on top of each other, and Dar thought that he was being tugged on a little bit. Officials saw it otherwise. Again, remember, there's no penalties in this conference, so it'll be third down and 15.
At least holding penalties, but now apparently there aren't any pass interference penalties as well. But a little bit of a nudging and back and forth there, and the fans certainly wanted the penalty, and the Panthers are forced here into a third and very long, first third and very long that they've had this afternoon.
They need to get the 36-yard line for a first down. Empty backfield for Russell this time with 3 receivers left and 2 over here to the near side. Grant looks like he's checking at the line of scrimmage. 3 down linemen, 2 linebackers are up in the hole. They're all 5 coming. Grant throws it over the middle high to Contini and incomplete. And boy, he had to get rid of that football immediately. As, gosh, that might have been Goldsworthy again. No. This guy just won't turn around. I have no idea who it is.
He's also got that long hair.
Yes, he does. Oh, that was the linebacker, Ben Taupin, who played very well for them recently. He's averaging 8.5 tackles per game, and he was one of those linebackers that was up in the hole. Michigan Tech applies the pressure. They get a stop, and it'll be 4th and 15, and now a very tough task here for Justin Bonchek to have to punt into this gusting wind. Ian Fisher is back deep to receive. Bonchek, 12 kicks for an average of 35 on the season. Standing from his own 35, gets it up into the wind. Fisher will come up and fair catch it at the 21-yard line, and that's where Michigan Tech will take over. So each team scores on their opening drive. Each team punts on their next, and now we'll see the Huskies offense for the third time today with 13:33 to play in the second quarter, and they lead ODU by a score of 7-3.
After those first couple of possessions of the game, I thought we were getting ready for another shootout here, like we saw last week up at Finley. But both these defenses were able to settle in on their second series and force teams into punt situations. And the Panthers defense is back out there with Michigan Tech in not so great field position.
First down from the 21. Cowie's going to roll out to the right, throws to the far side boundary. It is caught, and then stepping out of bounds near the 42 is Ian Fisher. I think it was Gordon Jr. who tried to jump in front of that and intercepted, and he whiffed, and it turns into a nice chunk of yardage, 23 yards and a first down for Michigan Tech.
Gordon trying to make a play on the ball, and you know, when you do that, you open yourself up for a huge play on the offense if that pass is completed. Luckily for the Panthers, it was along the sideline, and the receiver had to fall out of bounds.
First down and 10 at the 43-yard line. Brandon Callie will hand it off to Kevin Miller. And first time we've seen Miller, and he's going to lose a yard. Panthers defensive front standing stiff. And Ross Thompson is getting up off the bottom of the pile with the rest of those guys on the front line. Cameron Moore is out there now at linebacker as well for ODU. And that's a stop to make it second down and 11 now for the Huskies. And they will bring three receivers over here to two receivers, I should say, to the near side in Fallish and Fisher. One is to the right, and Winky, the tight end, in motion to the right. On second and long, Cowie again, play action pass. Pressured that time. He's going to run out of it. 45, 50, and drop down at the Panther 49-yard line. Brian Hunter, he got the towel from Brandon Cowie. That wasn't going to be enough to bring that big fella down. And a pickup of 10, it'll be third and one.
First time we've kind of seen a little bit of push up front by the defensive line, I think, today. Putting Cowie in a little bit of a pressure situation, but Cowie, who does run a little bit, was able to escape and get some positive yardage to put the Huskies in a third and short situation. On the day, they are one of two in third down situations at a 50% clip.
They'll get big in the backfield this time. Sherman Al, the fullback. For one of the rare times, we'll see Cowie move in under center. It's third and actually two. Sherman now moves in motion to the left. They run Cowie over here. Student body left. Farmer got a hold of him. Couldn't bring him down. He's to the 45 and a first down. Again, this the sure size of Brandon Cowie. 6'3", 220. Certainly looks a lot bigger than that. And Farmer couldn't haul him down in time. It'll be first down Huskies at the Panther 44-yard line.
Got some fingertips on that jersey. That humidity might have played a factor in that one. Unable to get a good grip and bring Cowie down. And the Huskies have another first down.
Nearly 4 minutes gone by here in our second quarter. And the Huskies lead it by a score of 7-3. Offset eye out of a gun in the backfield. Panthers are coming. Cowie will swing it out of the backfield. Miller's got the catch ahead to the 25. Good. Open field tackle. And that's Trey McIntyre over there on Kevin Miller, who makes his second catch of the season. Short gain, maybe a yard. Panthers are starting to change things up here a little bit defensively, bringing some heat that time to Brandon Cowie.
And for Trey, it's his fifth tackle on the afternoon early here in the second quarter, so good nose for the ball here against Michigan Tech in week three.
Brandon Cowie, who started the day fourth in the GLIAC in yards per game, sixth in touchdowns, completed a school record 68% of his passes last year and was off to a 71% clip this year. They run end around this time to Grinesco, hit down hard by Dimmerling at the 40 after Tyus had his feet wrapped up, and there's a penalty marker down on the play, our first of the afternoon. So Grant Grinesco, a freshman, was over there on the end around, and I think one of the Huskies is going to get dinged here. And we'll see if they got the official's mic fixed. And it is going to be a holding against Michigan Tech. So it'll bring up a second down and long scenario now for the Huskies as the ball comes all the way back to the 47-yard line. 10:13 to play here in the second quarter. And so the first penalty of the day against Michigan Tech. They had only three penalties called against them in the first two games of the season. So it's all the way back to their own 47. Second down and 19. They will send Walter in motion, making it two to the right, two to the left. And Cowie with a deep drop throws to the right. He's got Walter at the 40, turned inside and made a move and got close to the first down at the Panther 36. There's another penalty marker down. Demetrius Farmer's helmet came off, and so he'll come off, and perhaps the reason his helmet came off is why there are two penalty flags back at the 40-yard line.
Might be looking at a hands-to-the-face situation.
And so we'll look for the call here. Officials are working this through here to see if it's going to be from the spot or if it's going to be from the end of the play. I think the officials want to just get together. And we might have two markers here, too.
Yeah, it could be one on either side, so we might be looking at a wash.
We do have a personal foul. It's going against Ohio Dominican. And apparently that's the only call. So maybe it was something retaliatory by Farmer after his helmet. Oh, you know what? I bet I know what it was. I bet his helmet came off and he continued in the play.
There you go.
I bet that's what the call was. Again, our officials might not working thus far today. And so they add 15 to the end of the play. And it'll be first down at the 22-yard line. It is hard to teach players who are so reactionary to when your helmet comes off to just stop playing.
Right. And, of course, he has to come out for a play because his helmet came off.
So it'll be first down from the Ohio Dominican 22-yard line with 9:25 to play in the first half. It is Miller sweeping to the right. Cuts up at the 20, leans over the pile down near the 16-yard line. Gain of 6 on the first down run for Kevin Miller. We saw a lot of John Williams early on. Now the senior Miller out of Farmington Hills, Michigan, came in with only 6 carries. Last year he led Michigan Tech with 593 yards rushing and had a touchdown. And seeing some time now behind John Williams, they get almost 6 on first down. Huskies lead 7-3, under 9 to play here in the second quarter. It is Fallish and Fisher over here to the near side. Walter in motion, making it 3 to the left now for Brandon Cowie. He's just going to run to the left, to the 20, cuts up field and hit by Hunter and Thompson. Down at the 16, maybe a gain of a yard. It'll be 3rd and a long 4 coming up. But the Panthers are starting to be able to get some get those off those blocks and work their way into the backfield and make it a little tougher on Cowie running the football.
They're getting that push up front that we were hoping to see today, and they're getting a nice job of putting some pressure on Cowie.
Big 3rd down coming up on both sides. Michigan Tech will need to get to the Panther 8-yard line. Two receivers to either side of an empty backfield. Cowie drops back. Panthers bring 4. Throw over the middle is high and incomplete for Winky. And it'll force a 4th down now for Michigan Tech. Hard to get it over the 6-5 and then the outstretched arms of Winky, but Cowie delivered it high. And the field goal unit will come onto the field for Michigan Tech.
Yeah, I think considering the way that this series progressed with the long penalty and Michigan Tech moving the ball, this has to be the defense has to consider this a minor win here to hold them to a field goal attempt. And it's no chip shot here with the win. Looks like it's blowing right behind the kicker and a little bit from left to right.
34-yard try, Josh King. It is on the way, and it just got over. It is good. Timeout on the field. King is now 3-for-3 on the season. 7:58 to play in the second quarter. Michigan Tech now leads Ohio Dominican 10-3 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Brent Ford back here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Scoreboard update for you on the GLIAC. Saginaw Valley 3. Walsh gets on the board with a field goal. 7-3 start of the second quarter there. And Ohio Dominican trailing 10-3. Let's go back out to Todd and Matt.
7:58 to play here in the second quarter of action, and the Panthers holding Tech to a field goal.
Yeah, drive that started with ends at the 7:58 mark. Josh King, the 34-yard field goal, 10 plays, 62 yards, 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Michigan Tech up 10-3.
Kick off over the head of everybody with that wind. It bounces in the end zone. It comes out to Asaias Chapman, who will now carry it up ahead to the 10. And now the officials are going to call the play dead as it landed in the end zone. And now there's going to be some confusion. And I'm going to be slightly confused as well, but apparently if the ball lands in the end zone, it is an automatic dead ball, and so ODU will scrimmage from the 25-yard line. There for a moment, I was concerned, because I didn't think Asaias was going to get very far. Then all of a sudden it looked like he was going to get maybe past the 25, but either way, Panthers will be okay taking it here from the 25-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10. Panthers offense back out onto the field now. So far, Grant Russell, 5 of 11 passing for 38 yards. Justin Davis, 5 carries for 19. Panthers still sitting on 74 yards of total offense. after they kind of went backwards last time. First down and 10 at their own 25, down by a touchdown now. Justin Davis will line up to the left of Grant Russell. Panthers are going left to right, and Grant's going to look to throw. Quick one to, well, it's dropped. Aaron Stevens at the 30. That would have been a nice pickup of four, almost 5 yards on the play, but Aaron dropped the ball that hit him right between the 8 and the 8. It'll be second and 10.
He's trying to make a move before he caught the ball.
Yeah, you cannot have mental lapses like that on first down. That was going to be a gift 5 yards. Second down, now you go to the ground game, and Justin Davis, and he found a little seam, and he's ahead for 6. So a nice run by Justin Davis, and those quick hitters seem to be fairly effective. Spencer Moran, a junior linebacker, made the tackle for Michigan Tech. It'll be third down and 4 now coming up for Ohio Dominican. And again, right now, they could really use a first down here. 2 to the left, 1 to the right for Russell. They need the 35 for a first. Grant takes it. Quick look to the left. Throws over there. Cantini caught it. First down. Out of bounds. 43-yard line. Gain of 12 to Corey Cantini. In fact, he'll spot that all the way out to the 45. So it's a gain of 14. Nice pitch and catch. Russell to Cantini.
It was, and you called it, Todd. They needed that first down on third down. They've done a really nice job today of putting themselves in favorable positions in first and, or second and third and short, and they were able to convert there.
First down play now. Grant Russell rolling out to the right. Delays. Now dumps it off to Stevens, and he's hit as soon as he caught it at the 48-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play as they shove Aaron Stevens backwards. But Grant kept that play alive as long as he could before he got some heat. It'll be second down and 7. Aaron Stevens making his 5th catch of the season, playing in his 30th game at Ohio Dominican, junior out of Ironton. Second down from the 48-yard line, clock down to 6:35 and a rapid-moving first half. Just they're making a say. It's Chapman in the backfield. They'll give it to him straight through the middle, over the 50 and ahead to the 47-yard line. Gain of 4, maybe 5 for Asaias Chapman, similar to the play with Justin Davis earlier. Quick hitter up the middle for 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we've seen in the last few years here with this Panthers program is they have a couple running backs that are able to be effective, and this year it's, I say, it's Chapman and Justin Davis, and both are doing a really nice job this afternoon.
And Chapman's going to get him a first down on a third down and a little more than 2. He's going to pick up 4 as he dove over the 45 to the 44-yard line, and they will move the chains for another Ohio Dominican first down. So a possession that began back at its own 25. A couple of key third down conversions now for ODU. First and 10 at the 44-yard line of Michigan Tech. And Grant Russell will take it, hands it off to Chapman. Straightforward 40, dropped it to 39. That's 5 more yards for Asaias Chapman. And it'll be a second down play coming up. Corey Williams, junior linebacker out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, averaging 4.5 tackles a game, made the stop there. And now Justin Davis will check back into the lineup. David Turner, Dar Stanford, Corey Cantini are wide receivers to the left there. And Stevens will be on the right where the ball is on the near side hash mark. Second down and 5 with a clock at 5:15. Grant Russell, junior quarterback, takes it. Play action pass. Steps up over the middle. Throws and it's intercepted. No, dropped. Dropped by Derek Single, junior safety. Stepped in front of Cantini and almost had a nice interception for Tech. As it is, it'll be 3rd and 5, ODU.
Would have been Single's second interception of the season. I'm not quite sure if the wind might have had an issue there. They're going right into the wind, blowing right in their face. So I'm thinking that could have been a factor there on that pass.
Certainly didn't help it. I guarantee you that. Panthers are going to change up footballs here. I don't know if they ended up with a Tech football or what. Remember, both teams supply footballs.
Tech almost ended up with our football on that last one.
That's a very good point. So now it'll be 3rd and 5 with the right pigskin out there. ODU will need the 34 for a first down. Trailing here 10-3, closing in on 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Grant Russell takes it from Andrew Lorenz. Nice time, throws Stanford open, but he dropped it as he was planted by Corey Williams from behind. Dar just now getting up. Certainly a play that you'd like to see him hold on to the football, but boy, Corey Williams hit him hard right in the back as the ball got there, and so the Panthers will put the punting unit out onto the field here. Good throw by Grant.
Yeah, and perfect route by Dar, and was able to turn around. Perfect timing. It just the defender, Williams, was right there, and perfect timing on the defense as well, as Dar was able to catch the ball but then got jarred loose on the big hit.
So fourth down, they'll send the punting unit out, and Justin can really just hit this one big as the wind's going to hold it up in the air, and Fisher will make a fair catch at the 10. So the stingy Michigan Tech defense almost had an interception and then managed to come away with a stop. And it'll be first down and 10 now for Michigan Tech.
This is going to be a big series here for the Panthers defense. We're sitting at 10-3 with 4:53 left here in this first half. The Panthers certainly do not want Michigan Tech to march down the field and make this a two-score game going into the half. So the defense is going to have to buckle down here, keep the ball in defenders in front of you, and try to get another stop and get the ball back before halftime.
From the 11-yard line, it'll be John Williams coming off left side. Panthers have got him collared at the 12-yard line. Might have been Brian Hunter that hit him up high, and John Williams back out there at the running back position. And got about a half yard, second down and long. Well, you'd like to get a three and out here, get the ball back. Panthers have all three timeouts right now. And this would be the first three and out if that's the case.
Paul Wesselhoff in there on that last tackle as well.
So second down play coming up. Winky tight end is split out of the wide receiver to the near side with three receivers to the right. On second down and 9, Panthers are coming. Callie rolls to the right, slings it over there, caught immediately, and then Gordon drives the receiver out of bounds at the 19-yard line. And that was David Fallish, Jr., out of Escanaba, Michigan, making his fifth catch of the season. Now big play, third down and about 2 coming up. You would think Tech would keep it on the ground here, and if history says anything, it would be Brandon Cowie on the run.
Right, but Brandon Cowie, on that last series they had, the overthrow was his first incompletion of the afternoon. So keeping in line with his tremendous 2016 and his high completion rate.
Third down and short. Pistol formation, Cowie to the air, quick throw right, incomplete, and a late marker's going to come in. They're going to get Ross Thompson for holding Ian Fisher coming out of the break, and it's going to be a first down. Oh, boy.
Tough break. A little surprised that they were throwing on that, especially on that type of play. It wasn't like a screen or anything in a short yarded situation.
So we learn, pass interference on the defense. That'll be a first down for Michigan Tech. So, 3:29 to play here in the second quarter. An important first down for Michigan Tech. The only thing I'll say about that is two different officials threw markers. So, wasn't like one just randomly saw something. So, first down and 10 at the 25-yard line. Now the Panthers got to try and slow this offensive attack down here and keep it 10-3. Cowie hands it off. Williams straight up the middle. He's going to ride a Panther defender all the way to the 30-yard line. That'll be 5 yards. Demetrius Farmer, I saw his number out there trying to make the tackle. And it'll be second down and 5 now coming up for Michigan Tech. They scored on their opening possession of the game. A short touchdown run by fullback Alex Sherbinow. Their last score came on a field goal by Josh King. Panthers lone point, a field goal by Justin Boncheck. Second down and 5 from the 30. Cowie, quick throw over here to the left side. Williams makes the catch 30, ahead of the 35. And Cameron Cole will make the tackle out near the 36-yard line. That'll be 6 yards and another first down. So they're keeping the short passing attack going right now is Michigan Tech.
Yeah, and I think that they're just trying to keep that clock running. They do have their timeouts as well, so they're just trying to manage the clock right now and keep the ball moving to put themselves in position to either get 3 or 7 here before the half.
First down and 10, football at the 36-yard line for Michigan Tech. And on the move, it'll be Williams sweeping right. Thompson lowers his head, so does Gus Zimmerling. They stop Williams for virtually no gain on the first down play. So it'll be second down coming up now and 10 yards to go. Nick Isaacs was out there. We'll now check out of the lineup. Clock closing in on 2 minutes to play. They'll bring man out of the backfield here to make it an empty backfield on second down and 10. Panthers rush 4. Cowie throws right. It is caught by Walter. Slipped out of one tackle. Will just ball. Ball comes out, but they'll say forward progress and whistles. They had recovered it anyways, but a gain of 13 in the first down. Boy, how strong is David Walter carrying a couple of Panthers that time? And it will be first down out near the 48-yard line now for Michigan Tech as they are on the move. Drive that started at their own 11. Cowie takes the shotgun snap, throws to the right. Walter, the catch at the 45. Holding on, trying to keep him inbounds, but then they'll shove him out. And that'll stop the clock with 1:27 to play here in the first half. Boy, on that play, you want to do your best to keep the receiver inbounds. Michigan Tech, I believe, has all three of its timeouts remaining. So a second down play coming up now. Clock stop, 1:27 to go, and now if you're Ohio Dominican, you got to limit this right here. You don't even want them to get in the field goal range. Josh King already with one today, and he would have a little bit of a breeze behind him. Second down from the Ohio Dominican 44-yard line. Cowie hands to Williams, straight up the middle. Again, he lowers it right into Paul Wesselhoff, who right at the first down marker will make the tackle. And I think that, well, they're going to spot it down. He's either going to be third and short or a first. He's going to be short. So third and inches coming up now for the Michigan Tech offense. 106 to play. Clock winding. Timeout Michigan Tech. So the Huskies are going to want to talk about this here with 101 to play here in quarter number two. And the Panthers will be with the task here of trying to come up with a stop. You got me, partner? I don't have any idea where you are right now.
Oh, down here to your left.
There you are. All right, I was looking for you over here to the right. And you're not. You're over there.
Yeah, the traffic getting down here was a little better on the left side, but big play here for the Panthers. Good timeout by Tech. Third and short, and the Panthers are getting in the huddle down here trying to figure out a play to keep the keep Tech away from that first down and try to get the ball back before the halftime here with 101 left.
How is the wind at field level?
Oh, the wind down here isn't bad, actually. Right now, the flags on the field goal are not moving. The American flag is not moving either, so this might be the calm before the storm that we're going to get.
All right, third down and short coming up now for Michigan Tech. They'll go two in the backfield. Sherman now the fullback. John Williams the tailback. They give it to the fullback. He's not going to get it. Stopped short of the line to gain. Panthers gang tackle. Hunter, Small, McIntyre, Dimmerling are all there. And somebody has used the timeout. Not sure who. 52 seconds to go. And I think Ohio Dominican has used the timeout. Let's see. And that would be interesting. It is ODU calling the timeout. Because I got a gut feeling your partner, the Tech's going to go for this on fourth and short. They've got to feel like they're not going to get stopped two plays in a row.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, considering especially the way that they've been able to run the ball today. They've had a lot of success on the ground between stable of running backs, and that's about as close as you could get when it comes to fourth and short. It's about the nose of a football right now, and I would imagine that they're going to try to go for it here with 52 seconds left.
So we'll see if they do come out. And a fast-moving first half. 10-3 Michigan Tech, 56 seconds to play. And for the time being, Michigan Tech is going to bring the offense out onto the field. So let's see if they run a play or if they're going to just try and get the Panthers to jump. They'll work out of the shotgun formation. John Williams will line up, and now it's an empty backfield scenario. I would watch Cowie up the middle here. Quarterback takes it. He's going to throw. Quick one to the right, and Billy Aikens got there just in time to break up the pass play. How about that veteran on the corner? Jumped in front of David Walter, and the Panthers will have it with 52 seconds to go from their own 42-yard line.
I mean, when it's fourth and that short, I'm kind of surprised they went empty backfield and the shotgun and were throwing the ball. I mean, like I said, it was brushed by the nose of the football, and that was kind of a surprising play call, but
It worked out to the Panthers' advantage, and they get the ball back here with 52 seconds. Timeouts, plenty of time here to try to get some more points on the scoreboard.
And that wind starting to gust again. Panther fans on their feet saluting the defense with those patriotic deepaws on the side of the helmets today. First down and 10 from their own 42. Four wide receivers. Boy, this might be as windy as it's been all day, at least up here. Grant Russell will take this shotgun snap from Andrew Lorenz on first down. Steps up in the pocket. He's looking over here to the near side for Dar Stanford on a ball that floated and took forever to get there. Dar made the catch. They'll say he was inbound. Panthers may have to burn a timeout here. They've got two left. They'll get the ball spotted out near the 47-yard line. Clock ticking 35 and 34. Russell gets them lined up. Three to the left. Now 30 seconds to go until halftime. Grant will take the snap. They rush three. Russell rolls to his left. Throws it off to the left side, and that's out of bounds, stopping the clock with 21 seconds to go. And it'll be third and five coming up for ODU from their own 47-yard line now. So if Ohio Dominican can get a first down here, they'd have the opportunity to spike it and save the timeout. Third down play. They have to get to the 47 of Michigan Tech. Huskies with three down linemen. Two linebackers are in the hole. They drop back. Russell's going to look to run. Got some work to do. Hit hard right at the first down marker, but will get the first down, and ODU will call the timeout. So because of a running play, they were never going to be able to get lined up. They'll call time. We'll pause as well. 14 seconds to go until the half. Panthers trail 10-3 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Turn up the notch on success.
Real world success with a professional certificate or degree from Ohio Dominican University.
At ODU, complete your MBA affordably.
On campus, online, or both in as few as 16 months.
Or choose the Healthcare Administration 18-month program.
This master's degree program has classes meeting once a week in 8-week evening sessions.
And a graduate certificate is available.
Give your career a boost at ODU.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Click on ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Brent Ford in the studio. We'll have scores and more at the halftime show. At halftime, let's go back to Todd Bell.
Thank you very much, Brent. Part of that halftime will be our Panther spotlight that will include part of our conversation from Thursday night's Inside Panthers football with wide receiver Corey Contini and cornerback Billy Akins. We will hear from them coming up at halftime as well. Matt, first down and 10 here. Panthers have it at the 46-yard line, but now just one timeout remaining.
And they got a long way to go if they want to get into a field goal position here, especially if they are able to. They're kicking directly into the wind.
First and 10, three receivers here to the near side. David Turner to the left. Justin Davis will line up in the backfield here on first down from the Tech 46-yard line. Russell takes the snap, pressured from behind, steps up, dumps it off to a wide-open Davis to the 40, trying to get to the boundary, never going to get there, and he's inbounds at the 39 of Michigan Tech, and ODU now will use their last first half timeout. Nice play by Grant Russell on the play to avoid a sack and dump it off. They pick up nice yardage, but now with only 4 seconds to go and out of timeouts, this one's pretty much got to go to the end zone.
Yeah, this should be a fun way to end the half here with a nice little Hail Mary. Grant is going to really have to pull back on that trigger there because that wind is picked up, and you see the American flag down here, and this side of the end zone is perfectly horizontal, and hit a nice little pop fly to center field and see if we can pull it down.
Grant Russell here in the first half, 9 of 19 for only 66 yards. Panthers in terms of total offense in the first half. Let's see here. Oh, I had it a second ago. Now, either way, Panthers are going to line up here. There it is, 128 total yards. Michigan Tech with 178 total yards of offense. So it'll be three receivers over here to the near side and one to the left. Grant Russell with an empty backfield will take it. Michigan Tech's only rushing two. Russell rolling over here to the near side, throws it late towards the end zone where there's a ton of traffic, and it's going to fall harmlessly incomplete in the back of the end zone, ending our first half of play. So Michigan and Tech and Ohio Dominican, kind of what we expected, a lower scoring type football game. And right now the Huskies will head to the locker room with a 10-3 advantage. Coming up at halftime, we'll have everything from back at the studio, scores, our Panther spotlight, stats, and analysis from here. Matt Corral, Coach Kelly Cummings down on the sidelines. Go ahead, Matt.
Coach, low scoring first half. He got a nice defensive stop there to end the half and get the ball back. That seems to be a theme so far in these first three games, getting big stops at ends of halves. What type of adjustments do you maybe need to see on offense going into the second half?
I mean, I think we're playing okay. We just, you know, we're a team that's going to take shots at you. And you know, the wind is in your face and you're trying to, you know, take those things into account. I mean, we've had some throws we just hadn't connected on. And so, you know, I think we're playing fine both sides of the ball. You know, we've let some plays out on the field at this point in the game.
And it seems like you've been able to contain Michigan Tech and their high gun offense with Brandon Cowley.
Yeah, he's a good player. He can get loose on you at any point, though, so we've got to keep him bottled up. We've got to keep their run game bottled up here, too.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, halftime score, Michigan Tech 10, Ohio Dominican 3. Coming up, the Buffalo Wild Wings halftime show, and it starts right now with Brett Ford.